Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that we are here in church. We have songs to sing. And we have the breath of life. And now, Father God, as we come to the throne room once again, we're not going to come timidly, knocking, but we're going to come boldly into your presence this morning. We have worship songs for you, praise and adoration to give to you. And Father, as we do this now, and we come to you in spirit and in truth, we thank you for just an awesome time of worship. In Jesus' name, amen.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Darkness veils his lovely face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath is covenant, his blood. Support me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found. Righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amen.
Sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. And he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he shall lift you up. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble thyself. You find that in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 6.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine.
At verse 2, it says, "Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of life, all so freely given, wooing us to heaven." In the book of Revelation, it talks about that we are the bride of Christ, that He is the groom. And the way that you propose to somebody is not through brute force or forced, you know, "You're going to marry me." I mean, you can do that, but it's not love in that point. When you woo somebody, you come after them and you love them. You pursue them. This is what God is doing with us. He is wooing us. And He's simply saying, "I have something to offer you. Just come, come." If you have found that to be true this morning, share your joy with each other this morning.
Thank you.
blessed one gives to all. Wonderful words of life, sinnerless to the love he called. Wonderful words of life, also freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful.
You know, this song is so good because it doesn't matter if you've had a bad life or a bad week. We can sit there and we can come and we can say, God, you know, I want to enjoy this worship here. I don't want to have a block in being able to worship you. Hide me, Lord. Wash me. Cleanse me. Hide me in your holiness. And we confess our sins. It says that he is faithful and just to do just that. Let's sing this one more time.
Hide me, Lord, in your holiness. Every sin I now confess. Praise to you, forgiving Lord. Hide me in your holiness.
I was sitting there thinking about David in the Old Testament. We sing the song. It talks about, you know, David danced before the Lord. It says he took off some of his clothing when they were bringing in the ark back into Jerusalem. And he was so happy that he was just dancing. And he didn't really care who was looking at him. If you remember, it says that Michael saw him looking through the window, and it says that she despised him because she said, you know, you should be, you're the king, you should be regal. Basically, he said, I don't care. I'm worshiping God. It doesn't matter who's looking at me at that point. The Bible says that David was a man after God's own heart. He messed up a lot, but he also knew how to press in toward God. And that's what we're doing this morning, to exalt him, to lift him higher.
I have a little word that's been bubbling up in here for me to share. And that is, in Hebrews 3, it talks about, if you want to hear the voice of God, harden not your heart, as the days in the provocation when the Israelites were hardening their hearts. They saw all the miracles that God did for them over and over again, but they kept wanting their own way, and God saw it as hardening their heart. And then remember the Pharaoh, his heart was really hardened. He saw all the miracles that Moses and Aaron were doing. And even though he knew that these were God's work, Pharaoh hardened his heart. And it became his death knell. And it was a rebellion for him. So we have to be careful that we don't harden our heart. It leads to rebellion and death. And people struggle all the time with unbelief and doubt, and yet the Bible calls unbelief an evil heart of unbelief. And it is something that we really need to overcome that. We need to not give in to unbelief. And I'll just give you an example. You know, people will say, I prayed for that, but it didn't work for me. So there's an example of how unbelief can come. Many times we have prayers that are not answered right away or in the way that we wanted them to be answered. And so in comes unbelief. And it's big and it takes over. And other thoughts come in like, oh, God doesn't love me like he loves somebody else because somebody else got an answer to their prayer and I didn't. And these are lies that the enemy wants you to believe. But the unbelief is an evil heart, and the way to fight against it is to have a soft heart, a yielding heart that yields to God, that sees the work of God and yields and says, I believe, and I'm going to go that way. It's the heart of a little child about 2 years old who takes his hand of his father, and he doesn't have to say, I'm not sure if this is the way to go. He just goes because that's his daddy who loves him. And this is how we need to be. When we hear from the Lord and we know it's the Lord, we have to take his hand and say, okay, daddy. And we have to have a soft heart, because faith cannot work if we don't have a yielded, soft heart. So we need to work on having a soft heart, a yielding heart.
Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Father. Let us trust in you with all our heart, O Lord, and lean not on our own understanding. And in all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Hallelujah. He shall lift you up. O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, great are thy marvelous works that you have done, and thy thoughts to us word. They cannot be reckoned in or unto thee. If we declare and speak of them, the more than they can be numbered. And we want to thank you, Lord, and praise you, Lord, for your marvelous works towards us, O Lord. Let us trust in you. Let us have faith in you. And we praise you and thank you today. Oh, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. In Galatians 1:14 and 15, it says, when it pleased God, calling out, Paul speaking, when it pleased God, who separated me out of my mother's womb, and called me by his grace, that he may reveal his son in me. Immediately I confer not with flesh and blood, neither did I go up to Jerusalem to them who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia, and then I returned to Damascus. And 3 years later, I returned unto Jerusalem. And so Peter and I both abode with Peter for 15 days. Other apostles I saw none, except James, the Lord's brother. And each and every one of us today, when he pleased God, he separate each and every one of us out of our mother's womb and called us by his grace, that he may reveal his son in us. And he did that in each and every one of us. He revealed his son in us, that I might preach him unto the heathen. And this is what our task is, to go and preach him unto the heathen, to those who have no hope, those who do not know him. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for putting that down deep in our hearts today, to go and preach the gospel. To know that God separated us out of our mother's womb and called us by his grace. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Jeremiah 1:5 also it says that. When he formed us in our mother's womb, he knew us. And before we proceeded out of our mother's womb, he sanctified us and ordained us to become prophets unto the nations. And we thank you, Lord, for your word, your precious word, O Lord, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And let us take action, we pray today. And let us do what our Lord our God wants us to do. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for a day of victory today. Let it be a day of excitement. Let it be a day of celebration. Let us rejoice in the Lord and the power of his might. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for the opportunity that you've given us to share our testimony with the world. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. And you said, Lo, I'll be with you even unto the end of the world. We're not going to be alone. He's going to be with us. And we praise you and thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for moving mightily in the midst of us today. Anoint the pastor. Give him the freedom to preach. Give him clarity of mind. And let the word proceed out with power and touch us. Like a two-edged sword, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch everyone that gives a testimony today, we pray, in the name of Jesus. With the anointing and the power, we pray. And your name be glorified. We thank you, Lord, for being a provider. For meeting the need of each and every person. In this body of believers, especially the spiritual needs, meet the needs of the church, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Provide every need there is, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. And we thank you, Lord, that we can rely on you, we can trust in you, we can have faith in you. That what you have promised, you are also able to perform. He said, be confident for this very thing that he who began a good work in you, he shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Oh, what a wonderful promise, Lord. Praise you. Praise your holy name. Now as we are about to receive this offering, out of what God has given us, let us give to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And we thank you and praise you, Father, for taking this offering and multiply it and be used appropriately. And we thank you. And we, Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and mighty name. Amen and amen.
Morning again. It's been such a long time since I've seen all of you. All right. Well, you're looking at me and you're thinking, he has an announcement. Can't be birthdays. We did that last week. We're good for the month of February, right? No, we're not. There's another birthday. Now, the reason we didn't do this birthday the last week around was it's kind of hard to have the pianist sing for himself. It's not his birthday today, but it will be tomorrow. So happy birthday, Yuri. So what we did was, is we contacted, we went a little behind your back a little bit. And so if you want to come up here and join me today, we're going to have Jason play for you today. Because I had asked him, do you know how to play Happy Birthday? He said, oh yeah, I know how to play it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I think everybody can sit down, first of all. Nothing special, another year, but it's just a year in driving license. But other than that, we're getting younger, right, Tamatha? We're not getting older, yeah. I feel great, and I'm 51 now. And I did 5-7 miles. I was feeling just great. And that's the main thing. Main thing, we know the God from a young age. That's the main thing. Somebody gave us the faith. Somebody told us to believe in God. They turn us to God, and we believe in God. That's the main thing. From now on, doesn't matter. If it's 50 years, 100 years, one day we're going to see God. That's the main thing. Amen.
You and I are the same age. I didn't realize that. You look pretty good. Okay. Okay, so we're going to take some testimonies this morning. I'm glad to see that it's filled up in here a little bit since I sat down. So before I take a testimony, I want to say God is continuing to give us work to do in a market that is not too good. On, I think it was Tuesday, Wednesday, somewhere in there, I got a phone call to patch in an air conditioner. And Alfredo, he patched it in for us. Then I got another phone call to patch in a front door. And Alfredo patched the front door in also. But those are small jobs. We'd rather do hospitals and apartment complexes. But we don't want to neglect to say thank you for the small job. And every job that we get, we is a blessing. So God gave us a couple small jobs this week, and we're thankful. So, okay, Michael.
Good morning, everybody. I just have a praise report that Friday I went through deliverance, and God worked miracles in my life and has opened me up to where I am able to be under His full power now instead of half power. And I'm looking for great things out of my life to praise God and to worship Him and to also give thanks to Him for what He has done in my life from the year 2000 to now. It's been a major difference in my life. I'm praising Him. I'm able to read the Word better. I'm able to do a lot of things better that I was not able to do here in the last few months. And I'm just going to take one step at a time and praise God and watch Him work in my life. And as He works in my life, I'm looking forward to what He's going to do in other people's lives. And I'm just praising Him. And I thank You for the people that have helped me in this church move closer to Thee. And I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.
Joanne.
Good morning. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Joanne Christou. And last Sunday, I got reconvicted not to take the mark of the beast. And Pastor John put his heart and soul into that message because he loves people. And God moved heavily on him to cause us to have a spirit of conviction. So I'm praying for everybody that they were convicted. Anyway, I was already convicted, but he was so into the message, I was crying in my heart with him and could hardly sing altar call music. And the Holy Spirit moved so strongly on Pastor John and those of us who were convicted to not go to hell or the lake of fire. And when it's mandatory that we take the mark of the beast in order to buy or sell goods, imagine this. If you have children and a child is deathly ill, would you pray? Could you trust Jesus to heal your child? Can you practice now what you have to do then? Will you panic and take the mark to get your child into a hospital? And remember, if you take the mark, you don't get to go to heaven. And if worse comes to worse, I've made a decision that since we're all going to die someday, I choose to die early, or my child, and go to heaven rather than take the mark so we can live a little bit longer and go to hell. And there may come a time when we'll have to do something ourselves with Jesus as our guide that we'd never believe possible. He says in his word we're going to be doing more than he did, because the times are different, and he went to heaven. An example of this in my family is when my dad was 13, he had pneumonia with water on his lungs. And the family lived in Spring, Texas, 18 miles outside of Houston, and Spring didn't have any doctors. And there were no cars, and they couldn't take him to a Houston doctor by horse or buggy. He'd surely have died from the weather. Well, Molly Walters, my father's mother, she was a Christian and half Cherokee Indian, gathered what she had on hand, and she prayed and then operated on Dad. She distilled him with whiskey, cut him open with a very sharp knife, drained the water off his lungs, sewed him up with catgut used as thread, pinned him together with large safety pins, and continually distilled him with White Lightning whiskey, and he lived approximately another 56 years. So she did what she had to do. And God will help us do amazing things in ending times if we only believe and have faith to take action when he guides us. And imagine this. In today's world, we're being sold genetically modified foods, not healthy and definitely not of God. And people take health food supplements to give them the nutrition missing in foods today. And they spend hundreds of dollars monthly for better health. I personally believe that many of these so-called health products are not capable of doing what they claim. Are you hooked on nutrition in a bottle? Or are you hooked on Jesus? If the mark has to be taken to purchase nutrition, will you choose to take the mark or will you choose Jesus? And just simply pray to him. Thank you, Lord, for this 24 hours you'll cleanse the air, the food, and the water that we breathe, eat, and drink. And then after that, you thank him every morning after the first prayer for cleansing the air, the food, and the water. And then trust him to do it. And it's very uncomplicated, and your health is covered. You won't take the mark. Can you practice today what you may have to do later? And Jesus loves you. Trust him.
Okay. Come right on up. This is Natalia.
1 Peter 3:12. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto the perfect, but the face of the Lord are against them that do evil.
Amen. Come bless.
Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands
in the holy place,
and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place, and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Them are powerful words. For the eyes of the Lord, our Heavenly Father, are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. How sad it is. Amen.
God is a righteous God, right? And his judgments are righteous. Okay, Pastor John.
Praise God. This Sunday is different than last Sunday. This Sunday, it seems like we are more intimidated than last Sunday. I don't know where you've been this week, but we've been in combat, this church. Now, we did some combat of our own, and last week, we probably had maybe a couple of thousand demons attending church here with us. And they are today burning and are screaming. So we got rid of those. But there's quite a few left out there. And before we pray here today, I'd like to read from Ephesians chapter 6. I don't know if you can feel that or not, but last week it was just like an explosion. We began our worship. And today it is almost like we are saying, excuse me, I'm breathing. Hallelujah. God is so good. It's been a rough week for a number of us. In Ephesians chapter 6, and we'll spend some time on that, and I would say that Joe was probably the fastest one of the drawings, actually a fantastic gunslinger with a word. He get up in no time at all. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now this week, we had a bunch of what I call demons attacking us. A whole bunch of people got simply offended. We had a demons of offense. And when the demons of offense comes in, you know, we get really riled up. Then we had demons of discouragement. And then we have demons of depression. There was all kind of demonic forces moving on in the congregation this week. This has been a combat week. And when we got here today, we were kind of weary. But you know what? This will be getting recharged. And we can have a victory. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking a shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fire darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication of the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always with all prayer and supplication. Well, this is a week that Michael Burns had his what we call a tune-up after his first deliverance. And I want to share something with you that I think is important for you to understand. God told me Friday that I was going to ask Satyrus to pray for Michael when he comes to his father, his dad, his earthly dad. And I didn't have a chance to get to that, but I got a call from Michael Burns Saturday. And, well, actually Friday, whatever the call was. And Satyrus had been led to pray this prayer. We learned this about 5 years ago from Henry White seminar we had here in town. And so many people have had damage from their fathers. And leading in this prayer simply releases a person. Michael, you didn't give me half of what you should have said today. Come on up here. Man. Yeah. Who intimidated you today?
Nobody. Nobody's intimidating me.
All right. Now, Satyrus led you in the Father's prayers.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Share why that is important.
The reason why being led in that type of prayer is because it releases you from any damage your father has done in your life. And I had major amounts of damage in my life. And it just broke me to my knees Friday when Centurion stood behind me and prayed this prayer with me, I broke down like I'd never broke down in my life. And after that, I was able to feel and be rejoicing in what has happened because of what Centurius did with me. And I praise God. Also, too, when I was going through this deliverance, I was doing a whole lot of yawning. And that is one way for the spirits to leave you, is when you're being delivered, the demons are coming out of you through yawning. And I was major amounts of demonic oppression I had on me. Major amounts. And when my deliverance was finished, I was so light on my feet, I could not believe it. And the light when I had my eyes closed was so bright and shining. And it's not the light of the room, but it was God's light coming out in me. And I apologize because, I'm a very strong individual as far as how I feel and how I think and how I am. And I tell you, deliverance is the only way we are going to be able to succeed in this day and time. Because even myself, before deliverance, I mean, I felt like I was filled with the Holy Spirit. And I mean, I was led by God. But yet, I could not do the things that I needed to do. I would continually battle with my wife over issues. I would continually not be able to read the Word of God. I would continually not be able to have my memory that I was forgetful, and I was leaving things like my storage buildings unlocked. And I mean, just one thing after another. And I mean, I was totally shot. But now, it's like I've been set free. And I mean, I really have been set free. Even though when I walked out of this building Friday, and the demons immediately were right there. Oh, my goodness, man, that didn't work on you. That deliverance wasn't any good. Yeah, come on, let's get real. And that's a lie. They want you to think that nothing happened. But it happened. And I mean, it happened to me in a mighty and powerful way. And I am praising God for today and for the rest of my life, that I am able to stand here before God and take up His armor and to do His will. And I know for a fact that God is going to move in this church in a mighty way. I have a fire lit under me, and there's going to be a fire lit under you. In Jesus' name.
Well, that's better.
Thank you.
That's better. Praise God. You know, one family went through the ringer this week was the Stanley family. And I got to hand it to Mark that he has taken a tremendous spiritual beating this week. But he stood, and after having standing, he stood, and he still stands. And so God laid upon my heart that we're going to do something different here. We're going to have some prayers. But God simply laid this upon my heart that I'm going to ask several people here. I got some slips here. That we will simply take the Stanley family and that you will make a commitment this week that you will pray for them every morning. Just when you wake up, you will pray a prayer for that particular person. And So I have prepared a slip for each one of these families. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do. We're going to ask first for someone that would simply say, I will pray for Mark. We need an usher to the door. If you feel led here to pray for Mark, will you come up and get this slip? Okay. And so I'm going to ask you to do this, that after the service, you go over to Mark and simply ask him, have you got some specific thing for me to pray? Okay. So when you wake up in the morning, you do your other things, maybe spend 5 minutes and you pray for Mark. Absolutely. Thank you. Yes. All right. Now, we need someone to pray for his wife, Michelle. So who feels led here to pick up this slip and say, I will commit myself with Michelle this week? Well, come on up. Don't just raise your hands. We are intimidated here this week. Okay? So talk to Michelle after the service and ask her what particular needs that she has. Okay, Joel is not here today. He's a son. And so which one of you would simply say, I will undertake and pray for Joel this week? Get out of your seat and come up and pick it up. He's not there, but maybe you can get a phone number from them, and you can call him and say that I'm praying for you every morning. Catherine is a daughter. Okay, who's going to be committed to pray for Catherine? Okay. And talk to her afterwards. Okay, now we got Elizabeth. Okay, she was up on her feet. Ready to go? This is a little fireball. You know that? And so this is for Catherine, for Elizabeth. You talk to her afterwards and ask what you need to pray for. And every morning you pray for her, okay? All right. God bless you. Now we got little Grace. 3 years old. Okay, we got someone moving here. So we're going to undergird your family, the Stanley family. Because you are crucial in God's kingdom. And this has been a turning point in your life. And you can look back upon this and say, this is the best thing that ever happened to us when we left Virginia to drive to California. So, are we going to be able to shake off the intimidation? Praise the Lord. And you know, we're going to be praying here today, and we need to pray that God would help us. Because, you see, emotions, I preached on this Thursday. Emotions are a blessing from God. But we have the right emotions and the wrong emotions. And Satan's emotions that he liked to play on. Now, as good as Yuri is on the piano, he's good. Satan has a piano. And the keys are tied to your emotions. Fear. Boom. Despair. Grief. Anger! He knows how to play that piano. And you just jump up and down like this. And when we have our emotions, all intelligence went out. You know that? Emotions have no intelligence. What are the emotions of God? Love, happiness, joy, peace. So if you are smart, when you have demons knocking on your door and saying, you know, we like to talk with you. Send them off. Send them off and simply say, Jesus, let me have the fruit of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. We're going to have a better week this week. Now, Mark didn't share anything with it, but it took a week. Now think about this. You drive across the country. You plan to do it in about 4 days. It takes 13 days. You get over here and you try to get a place. You turn down here, you turn down there, turn down there. Got a family sitting in a hotel room. And the devil whispering, you made a mistake. You should not be in this place. Now just hook up your stuff and go back. Pressure. Now why did God wait to Saturday with Mark and his wife? Because our faith only grows in the valley. It doesn't grow on a mountaintop. It's in a valley it grows. We prayed for them. But this is a battle that Mark and Michelle and the children had to battle out themselves. No one could do it for them. And he says, as a matter of fact, let me read that to you. Let me take it to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And we are Pentecostal churches. We can do a little bit what we want as the Holy Spirit lead us. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. Listen closely now. There is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. God knew, Mark, how much you could bear, and Michelle. But he simply said this, I'm going to have you tested like with Abraham. But you could see no way out. And that's when God wants us to dance. Egyptians behind us, mountains around us, the Red Sea in front. No way out. And that's when God says, begin to dance and praise me. That is hard. That's when you want to scream and rant and rave. But you know what? Round one was won by the Stanley family. Now the bad news is, there's 14 rounds to go. But you know what? The Holy Spirit is there. He will help you. And we do have difficulties in our lives. But it is difficulties that sharpens us and strengthens us. So let me encourage you. All right, we got some prayer requests here. So let's have the folks come on up here that like to help us to pray. And no intimidation today, right? Stand up for Jesus. That's a good song. Stand up. Stand up. All right. So, there's no intimidation. You're going to get the first one. Yeah, I didn't have one for you last week, and I saw that you were so sad. But we're going to have you pray for Helen Davis. And she's down in Ripon, California. I still don't have no wheels. That's the way to talk. This lady's about 65, 70, maybe 75. She got no wheels, man. So you pray in the car. Please pray for me. No one will stand like Jesus, Mrs. Davis. So, pray in the car. Now, Karen Leach is sick today. And hello, Karen. Hopefully you're laying in your bed there, propped up and watching us. God bless you. We love you. And she believes she has an allergies, sore throat, and is congested. So let's see who we got up here. Well, let's have Monica come up and pray for Karen Leach. And we got an oil man up here. Now, your prayer's got to be better this week. Come on over here. Let me talk to you. Okay? They run a price up to $79.81. Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
The speculator drew the price up to $79.81 per barrel this week. Again, this is a battle in the spirit world, and we need to keep the pressure by praying hard every day. This should be a concern for all people who are driving cars. So keep praying on the week. So let's have a better job.
Yes, sir. Now, can I have weather, too?
You want the weather? Well, no, I got that on a slip. Okay? And this is the next one. The rain has been eluding us. And we need to pray that God will give us his angels, the authority power, to remove Satan's force and bring us the rain we need. Have you seen on a screen when you see the water? It comes up, bounces off, go down to Southern California. They don't need any more rain. We do. So far, it has gone south, and we don't want it to go south anymore. And it's hurting the people living in the Los Angeles area. So, bring up the rain. Yes. Okay, so we need from Fresno and up. Okay. This is from Shireen. Hello, Shireen. We got an email from her, and she is not feeling well today. And she said this. I was checking the fire in the wood stove. By the way, she is a city slicker, was raised in the city Fremont someplace, and now she lives in the mountains, have a wood stove. And when I opened the door, a large amount of smoke came out and blasted me in the face. It hurt my eyes, and of course, I took a huge amount into my lungs from such a surprise. My eyes hurt, my lungs hurt, I'm coughing a lot and don't feel very good. Please pray for me. I will watch the service from home. Thank you. Thomas, get the smoke out of her. Okay, now, this is a little bit more serious. Today we need to pray in the rent for our church building. Last week was a very meager week with little money coming in the mail. We were so stretched financially that we got a call from a bank that the minister account was overdrawn. People in the church are giving over and above expectation. You are giving above expectation. But the giving from people watching the webcast videos is way down. Let us pray that more people watch us and that God will move upon their hearts to help us out. As of this Sunday morning, there is very little money in our checking account. I mean, it is meager. So, Soteris, would you pray for that? So, let's take in these things in God in prayer.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and for our many wonderful blessings, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come to this facility that you set aside for us and to worship, to sing praises to you, to study the Word of God, to be able to pray for those that have need and pray for those that are lost, that need Jesus. And we just thank you for that opportunity. We thank you for the freedom to still be able to assemble without intimidation from the government, Lord. And we thank you for preserving that freedom for us, Lord. And I want to lift up Shireen to you, who is our beloved sister, Lord, who we've grown to love very much over the years, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for putting her in our midst. And we thank you, Father God, that she's going to remember to open that damper before she opens those doors on that wood stove. And I thank you, Father God, that you would just reach in and heal those lungs that are a little scorched and her eyes that are a little scorched, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for a total regeneration of the cells in those areas and that she would be flying high. In short order, Lord. And we'll see her on Tuesday night where she always prays with us. And we thank you, Father, for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you today, God, praising you and thanking you for Jesus Christ's salvation. Thank you for dying on the cross, Jesus, and saving us from the hell and the lake of fire. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now, praying and asking you, God, to please forgive me for not doing a better job on the oil prices. And Lord, I take this situation seriously, Lord God, and I will be diligent throughout my week to pray this situation goes away. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I ask you right now to bind every single demon and demonic force up that it has to do with oil prices and speculation and bringing up a false price that doesn't need to be there because some people want to make money in this world over it. When America and the rest of this world is suffering because they're out of work, they don't have enough money, and yet we want to drive the prices of oil up? I don't think so. God, I'm praying and asking you to please drive these prices down, down to where they need to be. And I pray this, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift you up. We give you all the praise and the glory. And we realize and we know that you are a Father of miracles, and we need a miracle. We need a set of wheels for Helen Davis. And since you come up with miracles, please send a good used car to this lady. She needs the wheels. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, and I'm here to pray for Karen Leach today, who is sick. She has a sore throat and is being congested. So I pray in the name of Jesus for Karen, that you, Jesus, that you will take care of her sick body. And I pray that you will raise her immune system, most of all, so that it will be up to where it's supposed to be, and that you will remove any allergies and anything that is causing those allergies, whether it's food or something else, so that she will be completely healed and that her body will line up with your word, Jesus, and that she will be absolutely, totally healed in the name of Jesus.
Do you all agree that God is able to multiply the finances 100-fold in this ministry?
Yes.
So, if all of you agree, put your hands towards the altar. Stretch your hands towards the altar. And Heavenly Father, we all come in one accord, all in unity. And we ask you, Lord, to bless the finances of this church. Put it in the heart of every person around the world to give to the work of the Lord. As they are blessed by the messages, let them also give, we pray, to the work of the Lord. And Father, also, we lift this need to you. And you said in your word, my God shall supply all your needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want in the finances, spiritually, physically, and in every area. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider and for providing today exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for meeting this need, not just this need, we pray, Father, but let it be an abundance, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we are, Lord, we're going to do our share. We are going to worship you with all our heart. We're going to praise you because you are a provider. You are our only source. And we are going to walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing and be fruitful in every good work. And Lord, we thank you and praise you beforehand for giving us a blessed week, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And bring people along our way also, that we can, oh Lord, lead them to the knowledge of you, we pray. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen.
Father, we lift up the lack of rain, or what we would like to have is the more rain in this area. We have seen many, many storms that have come in, and we have received a fair amount of it. But Father, you know that when you look at our reservoirs and things like that, especially for the farmers in the middle of California, there's a severe lack and shortage of water. So, Father, when it comes to Southern California receiving all of that, there approaches a point where you just have total saturation and then it becomes destruction. And Father, we just ask that you would change the direction of that jet stream to bring that water that we need so very much here upon Northern California. And Father, we know that there are other Christians out there in the world, even in Southern California, who are asking for rain. And you are more than capable of giving rain to both locations and even all over the world, everywhere simultaneously. And so your angels are in control of this, and you choose, and you know how things should be, and you've already set things out. And so, Father, we're just petitioning you. We're asking that you would just give us more of what we need, what we see that we need around here. And we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you right now you heard these prayers. We also lift up Torbjorn Hansson, Father God, in Sweden. And we thank you for encouraging him, Father God, on the job situation, that he will not be discouraged, but that he will simply persevere. And Father God, just like the Stanley family, he will not be tested above what he's able, but he shall be able to be victorious. And Father God, we thank you for strengthening him today and give him new joy and new stamina. And we love you, Lord, and we praise you for everything you do in our lives right now. And this we ask in Jesus' name. And those who are great said, amen. I'm going to have you run standing. We're going to do something very special right now. Get a microphone. It's setting me free. Can you do that? You're going to sing with me. Can you go to the drums quickly? And let's sing. This is my choir today. Amen. All right? Okay. Get rid of the intimidation now.
It's setting me free, this Holy Ghost power. It's setting me free, this very hour.
You may be seated. Outlines handed out. Boy, do you see those demons fly out of here? They got intimidated. Hallelujah.